Hey, you guys, welcome back to the channel. And what I wanted, and that's my son in the back. That is the cool thing about doing your podcast. You can do it at the thing of your own home. Say hi, mijo.
Hi, mom.
Okay. And then what I want to talk to you guys today about, it is, you know, as we go through our ascension, our journey, and at the very beginning, we have no clue of what is going on and what is connected, even though everything at the end is connected to all. But we know that the planetary alignments are very, very important. And so it is always one of the checklists that I am wanting to do. Hi, baby. That is...
Say hi, Minko.
Hi, Minko. And somebody's named Minko that is listening. But with that, one of the checklists that you must have in your journey is to really look into your astrology. Okay? But even like that, when it comes to the moon cycles, right? And when, say, Saturn in Aquarius and all that good stuff, it starts making sense, okay? But if sometimes you are having a, it's just a feeling, sorry, it's just a feeling that you have. So for me, Saturn was, at one point, it was very harsh for me. I made peace with him. And how I made peace with Saturn, because it's a very masculine energy, I wrote him a letter. Letters for me seem to be a way of being able to communicate with my planetary alignment. Okay. And I believe I definitely did a video of Saturn in my YouTube channel. But by doing this, you can really, you know, ask and let them know why you feel this certain way. And trust me, when you start communicating, when you still communicate with the planetary alignment that is seems to be a little bit harsh for you, you will understand the purpose of the reason for it, right? You have to, it makes you, it gives you that clarity that you were seeking. Now, this time around, when it's going to be, Saturn in Aquarius, and since I'm Aquarius, it doesn't seem so even bad at all. It's kind of like a motivator. It's like, all right, we're going to experiment. You got this. You know this. And before, I was so frightened about it. I just thought that Saturn was here just to punish me. And it goes beyond that, right? And it's just Saturn is letting me know. It's like, I was not here to punish you. I'm here to expand your vision, right? So that is something that I wanted to talk to you guys about. And I was doing this 333. So literally 333 is been coming up. So really embrace these angelic numbers, the synchronistic, the divine numbers that you see, because it does lead you to the path that you are needing to go. You would say all paths lead to one thing, the highest version of self, right? Is taking the path that suits you in regards to making you feel good about yourself, making you have balance, bringing you joy and peace, and getting you away from toxic patterns, right? That is definitely my main goal, always, and it has always been. But of course, not at the very beginning, but you start getting to know yourself and really get to honor yourself and say, hey, you know what? I'm not going through this. We have grown so much, and I am just better at this. All right, my friends, until then, next time, namaste.